1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. They're out with a new album. They have shows coming up in June. It's a busy summer for the Thundering Velvet Band. Joining us in studio is band members Tim Adair and Neil F. Young. Good morning to both of you. Welcome. Good to see you.
Morning, likewise, Jamie. Thank you.
This is an exciting time. You got a brand new album out called Progression, and we should mention this is vinyl. Yes.
A double vinyl.
Double vinyl. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. So tell us about the new album, or the full-length album, I guess you could say.
We started about 2 years ago. It's been a long process, and we're really proud of the results, And here we are.
Now, folks have seen you live, certainly playing in a number of the spots. For anybody not familiar with the band, how would you describe the Thundering Velvet Band, as Neil points to Tim here?
We got together in 95, four of us. We have played in many cover bands, and we decided that we wanted to pen our own stuff, write our own stuff, record our own stuff, just to have something for posterity. It's always nice to have a recording, a decent recording.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much stuff released now, music that has a lot of loops, looped everything. People auto-tune voices and things like that. We don't have that. You hear what we are, and we don't go in and pick out notes and everything like that. We record basically what we play, and that's what you hear on the album.
Fantastic. So I'm sure you're pleased with the results of the double album, the new album. And I'm really taken back just the variety of music that's available. It's not just kind of almost just not just one genre, if you will. There's quite a variety of genres, if you will. I don't know if that's fair to say.
We've been multi-genre all along. All of our members have played everything. We played everything. We were determined not to get pigeonholed, that we would play everything.
All right. Well, let's do a shout-out to the band members. Of course, it's Tim Adair, Neil F. Young. Let's shout-out the other band members here.
So Lee Halperin and Mike McCullough.
All right. And how long did it take to put the whole album together in terms of the recording process and then finally coming out with the album?
About 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A labor of love, though.
It sure has been.
Fantastic. So you've got some shows coming up in June, a number of shows. I guess the first one we could mention is at Stratford Perth Museum that's coming up.
That's right. We're opening up.
We're opening up for Upside of Maybe.
Right on.
A lot of people out there know them. They're a popular local group who play a lot. They've got quite a heavy schedule this summer, that's for sure. And they're really good.
Yeah.
And they're such a fun band.
Uh-huh.
It's a great double bill. This is perfect. Have you played the museum before? I know you've played at the Pavilion or a number of spots.
We did last year.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So you know the spot. But let's talk about the album release party. That was originally scheduled for earlier in the year, but it got rescheduled till now.
One of our fellas got ill, and we couldn't have the date from before, so we've restructured everything, and we're ready to go. So June the 8th, Sunday, June the 8th at 2 o'clock till 4:30, and at Revival House.
At Revival House. Great mm-hmm. spot for this. So will you be playing at this?
We are.
Oh, fantastic. So yeah.
We'll be doing some selections from the album. And we also have a CD that we released a few years ago.
Right, yes.
A four song CD. Mm-hmm. This album is a 13 song double vinyl.
Perfect.
So we'll be playing a smattering of tunes from, and some new tunes that we've written in the last while.
Oh, there you go.
So it's like a collage of what we've done the last 10 years.
Awesome. So tickets for that are available, or how does that work for that one?
They're available on the Revival House site. You just go on the website and there's an events button. You click on that, it goes to the tickets that are available. Now, tickets need a bit of explanation because they come in tables of 2, 4, 6, a seat at the bar, theater row seats, or a single seat.
Right.
Now, with every seat that you buy, we're giving you a free album.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Unless you buy the single seat for $28, which then you don't get an album.
Wow.
But we have a special price for those who do buy the single seats on the albums.
There you go. You got to pick up the album. Got to take in the great shows that are coming up, including the official album release party is Sunday, June 8th, 2 o'clock at Revival House. We're looking forward to that. And then you guys are playing Stratford Live Music and Food, too.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So
we're the second band.
Okay. Oh, right off the top.
Friday afternoon.
Now, you've played Stratford live before?
We certainly
have. A couple times.
So what's the vibe like for you playing that particular venue?
It's always been wonderful. Yeah. And we always appreciate getting these jobs from them.
Yeah.
It's a real community happening, like a real community festival. We see people that we know, a lot of Stratford people, of course, in the audience.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. And that Riverside Bandshell is a wonderful venue.
Yeah, it sure is.
No, absolutely. I would totally agree. So we got some great shows coming up in June for the Thundering Velvet Band. I haven't asked you about the name, the Thundering Velvet Band. Where did that come from?
Well, you know, it's always a difficult thing to pick a band name. And we jumbled so many names around. And then Tim one day was joking about Thundering Velvet Hand from a popular song. And we thought, you know, I think that's it.
I love it. Thundering Velvet Band. The album is called Progression. If folks are hearing this and they want to pick up the album like right away, what's the best way to do that?
Go to our website and just drop a note off. Maybe we might even just meet you personally.
There you go. But in the meantime, get tickets for the Stratford Museum Show with Upside of Maybe, Revival House, the record release party for June 8th, and Stratford Live Music and Food. They'll be playing Friday, June 20th. My goodness, Tim Adair and Neil F. Young with Thundering Velvet Band. Congratulations on this album. It must feel good, again, to have a full-length album, not just a single record, but a double album. That's pretty amazing.
It sure is.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jamie.